In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
I want to ask you a question. Can any of you give me an example of what someone would call a negative feeling? A negative feeling. Any example? Mary.
The ick.
The ick?
Yeah.
The ick. All right. Yes. You don't believe in yourself. Oh my gosh, that's great. Yes, Noah.
Fear.
Fear. Paula, I saw your hand up.
Oh, the whole choir is here except we have no sopranos. But that makes me feel really awful.
No sopranos, yes. Doria.
An impending sense of doom.
This impending sense of doom. These are great. I saw another hand. Father Mark.
Not having confidence.
Lack of confidence. These are great negative feelings. Yes. Being sick, all of these are excellent. Thank you for these examples. When we think in it, yes.
I just have to clarify, when there are no sopranos, not today, but when there are.
Gotcha. All these feelings, whether it's what we've mentioned, or anger, or sorrow, or guilt, or when you're embarrassed, or lonely, any of those things. We call these feelings negative, not because they're morally bad or even bad for us. They're not. They're part of creation, so we would say they're morally good. They're morally good. God gave them to us for a reason. We call them negative because they feel unpleasant. We don't like them. Who likes feeling fearful, right? Who likes feeling embarrassed? Now, some feelings people might argue whether they're negative or not. Some things that might be negative to one person might feel positive to another. For example, I hate being angry. It just saps the life out of me. But I have a cousin who says she's always just a little bit angry, all the time. She says anger is like her battery pack, and if it runs low, she feels lifeless. And so she cherishes her anger. Still, other people will repress anger. Pretend it doesn't exist. You ask them, has this ever happened to you? Why are you so angry? And they yell, I'm not angry. Right? They're in denial. But those differences aside, most of us would have a general consensus of what a negative feeling is. For most people, it's a feeling that doesn't feel good. That's a negative feeling. The other side effect is that they often lead us to make poor decisions. When we let anger or guilt or fear make our decisions for us, we often end up with regretful decisions. But from the beginning, it was not so. Negative feelings were given to us so that we would be aware that something is wrong in our orbit, and then be moved to engage that situation with love and with power, even if it just means changing my own attitude. You know, sometimes that can be the source. But whatever it is, the feeling is a way of our being saying something's wrong, and it moves us to engage that situation with love and power. So I'd like today to look at the feeling annoyed. That's a great word, annoyed. The word itself even sounds annoyed, right? Annoyed. What are you like when you get annoyed? When I get annoyed, I tend to get snippy and short-tempered and rise up some biting sarcasm. I can be very good at that when I get annoyed. And I can quickly ruin the mood of a room or hurt one of my loved ones when I get annoyed if I'm not careful. So then what should I do when I feel annoyed? I could repress it, you know, bottle it up, pretend I'm immune. But the problem with negative feelings is bottle it up and the bottle goes crack. At some point, it's going to pop out. Is there a third way between repressing the feeling of being annoyed on one hand and lashing out at the poor soul next to me on the other hand? Or to put it another way, what does annoyed look like in the light of the gospel? In our reading from Acts today that Steve read for us, Paul, Luke, and Silas were in Macedonia sharing the gospel with the people there. And there was a teenage girl there, a slave who had a spirit of fortune telling. And it says she followed Paul and the others around, saying over and over and over again, "These men are servants of God and proclaim the way of salvation." All day, every day. And it says she did this for many, many days. "These men are servants of God and proclaim the way of salvation." And I actually find this next part kind of funny. You have this possessed girl yelling after Paul while he's trying to share the gospel. And Paul doesn't heal her because she's possessed, or because she's sick and in need, or because he's so moved with compassion. None of these things are why Paul heals her, at least not according to the text. It says, after enough days of this, Paul got so greatly annoyed. Paul got so greatly annoyed that he heals her. Paul heals her not so much from compassion, but because he was annoyed. I find that funny. If you had asked Paul later on, "Why did you heal this woman? Were you so full of the love of God?" He'd say, "No, she was annoying me. And so I healed her." That's what Luke wrote down in the gospel. And so the slave girl's masters get upset that their fortune-telling business has lost its star attraction, and they have Paul and Silas thrown in jail. But back to the healing. Paul got super annoyed, which most people would describe as a negative feeling, but he uses that energy not to chastise, not to criticize, not to avenge, not to get biting sarcasm running, but he uses that energy to heal. He uses it to heal. Paul used the energy from a negative feeling to do good in the world. The purpose of negative feelings is neither to repress them nor to lash out, but to use their energy to do good, to bring more light, to bring more love into life and into your corner of the world. Something similar happens in our gospel reading this morning. Jesus heals a man born blind, and a big to-do arises over how Jesus did it, over when, what day Jesus did it. And now the man who was born blind really didn't know much about who healed him. He knew his name, but all he could really say was, "I was born blind. He made mud, told me to wash. Now I see." That's about all he has up front. But an interesting thing happens as the Pharisees press the man over and over and over to give details. You see, they're trying to trap Jesus. But by pressing this man, he gets annoyed. He gets annoyed. Have you ever been super excited about something going on in your life, and you're really happy about it, and someone starts asking you a bunch of irrelevant questions, or starts overanalyzing it, or predicting all the things that could go wrong, or something with what you're excited about, and they totally rain on your parade, right? It's super annoying. It's like, can't you just be happy for me? This is the biggest event in this man's whole life. Born blind, now he sees. It's huge. We can't fathom that unless we've been through it. But they keep pressing him on all these little details, and he gets annoyed. So when they ask him for the third time how he was healed, he says, "Look, I already told you. Why are you keep asking? Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too?" Now, he knows darn well they don't. He falls into that biting sarcasm I mentioned earlier. But while he falls into that, something more profitable is also happening. By being annoyed, this man is pushed to consider more deeply who Jesus is. And he goes from not knowing anything about Jesus to first calling him a prophet, and then to realizing that Jesus must be of God to perform such a mighty work, to finally declaring and falling down and worshiping Jesus as Son of God. The energy of being annoyed led to a deeper faith and standing up for Christ and to sharing what God had done for him. What's true of being annoyed is true of all negative feelings. Somewhere outside the binary habit of either letting our negative feeling run amok and lashing out, or trying to repress the feeling and pretend it doesn't exist, there is an in-between space where God moves. And in that in-between space, in this divine quiet, we receive the negative feeling as the gift it is. We make it an ally. You can even befriend it and use that so-called negative energy to increase the amount of love and good in the world. The blind man used his annoyance to share what God had done for him. Paul used his to heal a slave girl. And so whatever negative feeling you face next, whether anger or fear or guilt or sorrow or not enough sopranos in the choir, whatever it is that your next negative feeling comes, how might you use that energy for good? How might you befriend that feeling to bring more genuine love into this life? Amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.